That's Teddy Grossman. Reminds me of somebody we'll be playing here in just a few minutes. 7:35 the time, a Monday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Welcome to the program. We are, of course, throughout the entire month of February, honoring Black History Month by spotlighting some of the best music ever made by some of the greatest artists ever. And more than that, we're giving you the stories behind the culture. The question has come up, when did Black History Month come around? Why is it February? How did this happen? And when did it happen? Well, it's the legacy of historian Carter G. Woodson, who was born to former slaves in Virginia back in 1875. Early on, Woodson's story included farm worker, manual labor, coal miner, garbage truck driver. He's done everything. After he graduated from college, he taught black youth in West Virginia, served the War Department in the Philippines, by the way, from 1903 to 1907, and he traveled the world, teaching at the Sorbonne in Paris. He eventually earned a master's degree in history, in Romance languages, and he co-founded, got a master's degree in literature from the University of Chicago as well, and a doctorate in history from Harvard University. Woodson co-founded the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History and committed his life's work to the early Black History Movement. He believed that history was made by people, not simply or primarily by great men, and wanted to focus on the countless Black men and women who had contributed to the advancement of human civilization. Toward that end, Woodson launched Negro History Week back in 1926, and the movement quickly grew into popularity. In 1976, a lot of years later, that 1 week was expanded into a month-long observance, and its name was changed to Black History Month, and Carter Woodson became known as the father of Black history. Every American president since the mid-70s, with one exception, both Democrat and Republican had issued proclamations endorsing Black History Month and the themes of the association in honor of this extraordinary man, and kicking off Black History Month in 20, which really started in 2014. To that end, we will celebrate it the entire month, and we will celebrate his legacy. Otis Redding on the Mornings with Ed Show.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get wearied wearing that same old shaggy dress. Yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. Oh, man, that. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah. They're waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no.